A near record summer for movies wraps up this weekend. Superheroes and dinosaurs dominated the first half. Tom Cruise, Cher, and Crazy Rich Asians took over in the second. Now Hollywood has to figure out how to keep the momentum going. In his fall movie preview, critic Bob Mondello says the film industry will follow its summer of sunshine by going seriously dark.
Superheroes, schmooperheroes. This fall, Marvel's bringing us a super anti-hero.
History starts today.
You've heard the setup before. Guy walks into a lab, gets superpowers when bitten.
I'm feeling really sick.
Not by a spider, by an alien symbiote.
I'm hearing a voice.
Eddie.
That thinks they're a team.
If you're gonna stay, you will only hurt bad people.
The way I see it, we can do whatever we want. Do we have a deal?
Together, they are Venom, who you may remember as a scaly guy in one of the Spider-Man movies, and quite a few of the season's other fantasies lean just as hard on darkness.
I can't move against Grindelwald. It has to be you.
That's Professor Dumbledore enlisting Newt's Fantastic Beasts to stave off slavery for all muggles in The Crimes of Grindelwald. And in Disney's Nutcracker and the Four Realms, it's not even safe to traipse through the land of the Sugar Plum Fairies.
Be careful who you trust.
I've been expecting you.
Stories of a more down-to-earth sort are often not much cheerier. The historical epic Peterloo, for instance.
The corrupt order will come crashing down.
Mike Lee has mostly directed movies with titles like Life is Sweet and Happy-Go-Lucky. Peterloo is about a 19th century massacre where chance of liberty or death were met decisively with death. The Wild West saga, The Sisters Brothers,
you don't stand a chance,
is a grim tale of gold, greed, and guns, while the urban tragedies Monsters and Men and The Hate U Give were both inspired by the shooting of young black men by white police officers.
What did you do?
I don't want to bum anyone out, but many of this fall's stories about teenagers are pretty downbeat. Actor Timothy Chalamet, who discovered first love in Call Me By Your Name, discovers crystal meth in Beautiful Boy.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Why don't we just have lunch and talk? We can do that, right?
Mm.
Please. You think that you have this under control.
You're just embarrassed because I was like, you know, I was like this amazing thing, like your special creation or something, and you don't like who I am now.
Yeah, who are you, Nick?
This is me, Dad, here, this is who I am.
This is
That's
not
Steve
you.
Carell playing this his father. You. Elsewhere, there's a boy who refuses medical help that could save his life in The Children Act. White boy Rick concerns a 14-year-old drug trafficker. The Argentine film El Angel, The Angel, is about a baby-faced serial killer, and in Boy Erased, Nicole Kidman has a gay son whose religious father threatens to disown him.
Open the door now!
Mom. They say sometimes you gotta hurt a child in order to help them, but a mother knows when something isn't right.
If there's a bright spot in the season's darkness, it's that women are so frequently the ones putting things right, especially in thrillers where they mostly do the rescuing rather than being rescued. Halloween, say, where that guy with the mask is back, and Jamie Lee Curtis's Laurie Strode is now a grandmother.
I pray every night that he would escape.
What the hell did you do that for?
So I can kill him.
There's also an avenging mom in Peppermint and a pair of ferocious Lizzes in Lizzie, about that Borden girl who took an axe and gave her father 40 whacks, and also in The Girl in the Spider's Web.
Are you not Lisbeth Salander?
The girl who hurts men, who hurt women.
Nor do you want to cross Viola Davis when she teams up with the director of 12 Years a Slave for the crime saga Widows.
Why should we trust you anyway?
Because I'm the only one standing between you and a bullet in your head.
Other women will strut their stuff in more literary ways in an adaptation of the James Baldwin novel If Beale Street Could Talk from the director of Moonlight, and in the biopic Colette with Keira Knightley as the writer who penned novels for which her husband took credit.
My school stories.
Yes, that could be Willie's next novel.
Are you writing for him too?
Yes.
He's made you one of his ghosts already.
I believe Willie based Claudine on your school days.
Yes, I think I had a little something to contribute.
Ghostwriting of a more comic sort is done by Melissa McCarthy in Can You Ever Forgive Me?
I'm embellishing literary letters by prominent writers.
Annie Bryce, one of my favorites. I could give you 75.
Oh.
I could give more for better content. It's a bit bland is all.
So she punches it up.
Yeah, I can definitely get a lot more for this one.
I mean, the P.S. makes it priceless.
Other comedies include A Charmer that Robert Redford swears will be his last acting gig, The Old Man and the Gun.
So you walk right up, look her in the eye, and you say, ma'am, this is a robbery. And you show her the gun like this. And you say, I wouldn't want you to get hurt, because I like you. I like you a lot. So don't go breaking my heart now, okay?
You're not serious.
Also hitting light notes are family films like Smallfoot, which flips the Bigfoot legend on its head and has Yetis telling campfire stories about us, who they see as terrifying creatures.
With feet that were amazingly, freakishly small!
Also for kids, a new Grinch movie.
Today, we will do mean things, and we will do them in style.
And the return of a video game hero in Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Shouldn't it be Ralph Wrecks the Internet?
Yeah, since he is Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, but break the internet, it's like a thing.
Right, it's just wreck the internet kind of sounds better, doesn't it?
You're not wrong.
While I'm talking about the return of characters we know, I should mention that fans of Judy Garland and Barbara Streisand will want to check out the new A Star Is Born.
Almost every single person has told me they like the way I sounded, but that they didn't like the way I look.
I think you're beautiful.
This time, Lady Gaga is the singer on the rise, and Bradley Cooper, the fading star who gives her career a boost. Other showbiz stories will be told in the documentaries Maria by Callas about the opera singer, Love Gilda about Gilda Radner, Quincy about Quincy Jones, and The Great Buster about silent film genius Buster Keaton. And if those don't satisfy your thirst for true life stories, there are biopics galore, including The Happy Prince with Rupert Everett as Oscar Wilde.
Your appreciation has been most intelligent. I congratulate you on the success of your performance.
Also, The Front Runner with Hugh Jackman as a high-flying politician who fell to earth.
My name is Gary Harden. I'm running for president.
First Man with Ryan Gosling as Neil Armstrong, who made one giant leap for mankind when he set foot on the moon.
Space exploration changes your perception.
And Mr. Robot's Rami Malek as Queen's lead singer Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody.
Do it again.
One more.
How many more Galileos do you want?
Roger, there's only room in this band for one hysterical queen.
Ready, Freddie?
Let's do it.
Mercury's story was both triumphant and tragic. HIV took him in his prime.
You need to slow down, Fred.
So it fits nicely with the tenor of The Fall.
I just need a bit of time.
But if I don't have time?
After Thanksgiving, things will brighten considerably, but I'm out of time, so we'll save Mary Poppins and the other year-end attractions for later. I'm Bob Mundella.